Judge Joe Brown, who joins us and has been following what has happened in the courthouse. Judge, what do you make of it? And it looks like it is backfiring if it was the plan to convict the president with these allegations, because his popularity and poll numbers are only growing. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? Good morning.
So this is fascinating because I wanted to play some audio. Joy Reid, who is on MSNBC, had the following to say about these judges and these district attorneys, Fannie Willis, which we've talked about with you, in bringing these cases against President Trump. Take a listen. I'll get your response.
For me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home.
Pretty remarkable, Judge. I guess this is a huge win for DEI to have Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and Alvin Bragg, the district out of New York in Manhattan, bring these charges against, I guess, a white president.
You know what I'm looking at? I'm not seeing color. I'm just seeing some people who are insinuating themselves into the system, and they're being used. They are greedy, and they have a streak of criminality that is very broad within themselves. I've been conducting an investigation down in Fulton County, or with Fulton County. I have a show Monday with the real Dana and another one Thursday with her, and also a radio show on Friday. And we've been bringing in some of the people in Fulton County and listening some to some of the most horrible corruption that you can lay at the feet of someone like Miss Fannie Willis. You see money laundering that she's been engaged in with Wade down there, and you see rank hypocrisy. She's gone after a squad of rappers. She's gone after school teachers under RICO, and then we see money laundering. We see her go in and get an agreement with Wade where both of them can use the money, and he's been paid $720,000, and the matter wasn't even set for trial at that point. You see the president of the United States making about half that. You see the attorney general of the United States handling all of the government's business making about close to one third of that. And he's getting paid this. You see money, $7.5 million to catch up with a backlog of prosecutions that seems to have disappeared. And it's getting laundered in this whole thing. And she was stupid enough to take the stand and incriminate herself. But I don't see anything meritorious about what you're looking at. I see an effort to go in and take the Democratic Party's position and implement the mechanisms of fascist oppression to try and control outcomes instead of leaving it to the American public. I'm looking at what Letitia James did, wherein somebody is subjected to this farce that I saw. And I've been doing this for longer than anybody that you see out there talking about it. And what I saw was no evidence at all to support the conclusions relative to the civil fine that was imposed. Mm-hmm. There was no evidence. There was no set of witnesses. What I saw was the same thing that all of us know when we go in to, say, get a second mortgage to, say, finance a business. And you say, my house is worth $720,000. And somebody else might say, no, it's only worth $640,000. Well, are you supposed to, as the homeowner, be penalized for making a claim as to what might be a fair value for your property? No, you're not. There is no victim. The bank says we do this all the time. We got our money on time, and we got the interest payments that we were entitled to. That's like me giving you a check, and you taking it to my bank, and you cashing it, and somebody like Tiffany James, Letitia James, coming in and saying, he wrote you a bad check. No, he didn't. I cashed it. Yes, he did. Well, wait a minute. I got my money.
Yeah.
No, he wrote you a bad check.
You wrote, Judge, you wrote on social media, and to your point, you said vote common sense, not propaganda this election cycle. And I'm reading the judge's tweet on X. He says fascism versus the American way. The former is sponsored by the Rainbow Cult, the latter by normal people. What do you mean by that? And what is at stake in this election?
You have something I've not seen in America before. You can't put a nativity scene in a city hall, but you can put a rainbow flag. I'm not getting on gay people. That's their business. But there is a cult that is associated with LGBTQIA+. And if you think of Buddhism, which is an ancient and honorable religion, so I'm not getting on that. But if you think about it, there's no God to it. So here you have a system of philosophy that is ancient and honorable. We've got another one that's not ancient and it's not honorable, but it's a system of philosophy. And we've got acolytes and converts and its followers who are attempting to shove it down America's throat. Your children can't see Christ. They can't see Buddha. They can't see Muhammad. They can't see Jehovah when they are in a public school, but they can see the rainbow cult symbol 5 hours a day, 5 days a week for 12 years. They're trying to build up acolytes. You're getting a disruption of the entire mating game that you have for humanity. You're getting sick things where people can come in who are failed boy athletes who can put on a sports bra and say, I'm a girl, so I can play against the girls. You get all kinds of corruption of the natural order. So what you have here is, instead of having to match up to what is required to build a consensus under the First Amendment, you have suppression of speech. You have mass propaganda campaigns, and we are putting up with it. Now, that's what you get. Bragg has come in here and he has indicted somebody for being the victim of a blackmail attempt. If you had to pay somebody off to keep them from embarrassing you, you got blackmailed. That's a felony. So you have a president of the United States of America on trial for being the victim of blackmail. You have a business that complied with the requirements of a gag order not to divulge the terms of a settlement. And they are prosecuted for this. So you've got a corruption of the American way to impose something that cannot stand the light of day when you look at it and open it up to free debate. You've got a press that is in on this. And I swear, if you go back and you research what was going on in the late 20s in Italy and Germany and in the early 30s, you will see exactly the same thing. You even saw in both countries this phrase that you hear so much now. You have to fight misinformation. So we oppress the ability of the public to discuss things freely. You can't even go on YouTube if you've got a channel or an operation there and say certain words, even if it's on the front page of every newspaper in the country, because it's deemed against the interest of those who will feel uncomfortable by being exposed to not pornography, not obscenity, but just matters of public policy.
Yep.
Where are we going here in this country?
It's a great question. And when you look at the issues that actually concern Americans, it's not the rainbow cult nonsense. It is crime. It's the economy leading us to Memphis. I wanted to get your reaction to what happened in Orange Mound over the, I guess this was, yes.
Absolutely absurd. And I have to put that in the context of our mayor going in front of the city council to support a property tax increase. What for?
He says it's to decrease crime, Judge. We've got to tax out the wazoo to build in incentives to decrease juvenile crime.
Go downtown and see the hundreds of millions of dollars that are being spent that belong to the people of this city. Why? For a tourist trap, we can't even go down there and park, and they're trying to further restrict parking. Go look at the filth on the streets. How are you going to talk about cleaning something up when some fool sold off all of the road cleaning equipment? Look at this mess we've got here where the streets are minefields of potholes and nothing's being done and the money's going downtown. You got $350 million that's supposed to be upgrading stadiums. And what are we doing? How many of us can fit into the FedEx Forum, and that money is going down there, by the way, to build skyboxes. We have $210 million for that vacant lot we now see across from the Redbird Stadium, where somebody bought all of it for just $600,000 instead of close to that in millions. Now, next thing we have is $210 million of tax dollars going to help finance 28 boutique residences down there and some shops. We have $220 million that we are going to spend to help finance an international hotel downtown. What in the devil are we talking about? $500 million to turn the old Mid-South Coliseum into an opera house. $710 million to convert the Liberty Bowl into a soccer arena and $3.5 billion to build a new football stadium. How can we justify that with what's going on now? And if you want to do something about the crime, the person that's in the mayor's office, the person that sits in the chief of police, as the chief of police, they need to get out and start intermingling with the people on the streets. They need to go down, and so does the sheriff. They need to go in and deal with the fact that the gangs, street gangs, have infiltrated law enforcement in this area. And you get a lot of stuff going on because there are some people protecting their particular posse, which may vary depending upon the shift. You have some things where the line officers are out here on traffic control instead of crime control. Have you seen all of the squad cars out here up and down these freeways busting folk on minor infractions when there's crime going on off of these freeways out in the streets? What in the devil is going on? You see, we don't have what we need, which is effective leadership. We have people who are anxious to take this tax money and do something else with it, which is put money in their pockets. Ask a lot of people, including, let's take the woman that's running down here for General Sessions court clerk. Ask her, if you want to talk about crime, who got paid to take down Jefferson Davis and Nathan Bedford Forrest? Who got paid to store them and how much? Who sold those statues and who to and for how much?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with the properties? Two parks that were given to her and her confederate, Van Turner, for just $1,000 apiece, no bid, that we're still taking care of for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on in this city that this stuff is allowed to happen? Who's going out there to make sure that the individuals who are on uniform patrol are doing their job? Who's going out there so they don't sit five and six cars parked in a convenience store parking lot while there's crime going on two blocks away? Who's going to do something about that?
Not leadership in the city of Memphis, I can tell you that right now. Judge, we are coming up at the end of the break. Everybody go follow Judge on X. You can find his stuff, Judge Joe Brown TV. Judge, thank you for joining us. Spot on. And we need more of Judge Joe Browns out there. Unfortunately, doesn't look like we have many in the mayor's office. Thanks for dropping by, Judge.
Okay, have a great day.
Wow, he's excellent and he's spot on.